Every month we feature the Racehorse Owners Monthly Award winner, and it is Terry Hodgson, who is one of the part owners of course, Vidora. And we did speak with him last week from the breeding side of it, but I think he's got a pretty good story to tell about his early days in racing, and he joins me now. Congratulations, you're getting all these awards, Terry.
Yes, Ray, and hello, listeners. Yes, it's been a bit of a buzz the last few months, I must say.
Now, you're a few years ahead of me, or maybe you're not.
Yes, I am.
Well, age-wise, but experience-wise, I started pretty early. I can still remember things in the, you know, when I was two or three. But your first experience of racing was back in 1949 when a horse by the name of Colin won the Adelaide Cup.
Yes, my mum took me to the races for my birthday.
Yeah.
And my dad liked the races, but my other brothers and sisters are not that keen. But I just loved the colour and the whole day, and that got me interested. And then we went to Oatbank every year, and then I used to love the racing between Perilla's Pride and the Feline.
Yeah, I remember my first Oatbank, I remember Perilla's Pride being mentioned, so we used to go up, my family used to go up every year, and I remember one year they borrowed the local greengrocer's van and piled as many people into the back of the van as they could to get to Oakbank. But I do remember Perilla's Pride was favourite the first conscious year I have, but I think a horse called the Drum beat him. So,
Correct.
That was about 53, yeah. I would have been about six.
I sat next to Ron Bernier at school. I went to Ross River. I was a boarder then when I was a little fella.
Right.
And Ron Bernier was next to me, and because his dad was a bookmaker, and not that I was ever been into the betting, but I always followed the horses.
Was Bernier the bookmaker at school?
Well, he maybe ran the sweeps.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, the sweeps. All right. Now you tell an interesting story. There were two great horses racing in Adelaide back in those early days, Copper Year and Matrice. They were great milers, and you hitchhiked to get to the track.
Correct. There was Rosewell Sand Trucks, and in those days, Christie's Beach was a holiday place. Not like it is now. My father was a builder, and we had a holiday house down there, and he used to build holiday houses. And I used to hitchhike with the Rose Horse trucks. You wouldn't do that in today's world. And go down to Cheltenham, and I Copper Year was my favourite.
Yes.
I finished up buying Ern Just's house.
Okay.
A tree. So I remember those days well.
Well, you'd have a very big memory of horses like Matrice and Manahai. But the one that they always forget to mention, who was a terrific horse, was Mardeen. That was one of their horses too, and he wasn't too far behind them.
He won the Adelaide Guineas, I think. He was a really good horse, yeah. And Pago Pago, of course.
Of course. And I'm not sure whether they had Jordan or whether that was a different ownership, but he was a star horse of those days who died at about 3 years of age, but he looked like being a world beater, a horse called Jordan.
Yes, Ern and Herb, they had a lot of good horses, yes, unbelievable.
Now, you did a bit of, because you're an anaesthetist, you did a bit of work around the world. You worked in Vancouver for a while, and you actually went to the races over there.
Yes, well, I interned in Adelaide, and then I got a second-year rotating job with obstetrics and anaesthetics and orthopaedics in Vancouver, which was a really good year, because you started work at 6 and finished whenever, and you're on every second night. So it was good experience.
Right.
And a guy called Tom Maxwell, he liked the races, and we used to go to Exhibition Park quite frequently, which was a pretty, all the broken-down horses from San Francisco, so the quality wasn't all that high, but it was good fun. And a beautiful little track with the mountains in the background,
Now, after you married the girlfriend, you went back to Banff, which is, of course, a great skiing place, and went to the races there.
A town called Invermere, they flew me back, actually, to get married, because they were looking for someone who could give anaesthetics.
Yeah.
And I was there, and I looked after an Indian reservation. It was great, but I went over to Calgary, which was about a three-hour drive. We used to take our patients to the Calgary Foothills Hospital.
Yes.
But I went to the races there a couple of times, so that was really cowboyish, but it was sort of fun.
Now, you got the breeding interest by going to studs like Spendthrift and Claiborne and other top studs over there?
Yeah, my wife and I were driving around the States. I always liked horses, but we just happened to be driving along, and there was this, like me, a bald-headed guy at the gate, and my wife talked us into going in, and he invited us in and showed us Bold Ruler and Round Table, Damascus, Buck Passer.
Yeah.
And I said to the strapper, who was a big man, I said, he's a really nice guy. He said, do you know who he is? I said, no. It was Paul Hancock.
Right.
So he had us in for coffee. And then since then, I've had an open invitation to go back, and I've been back there a few times.
Right.
His son Seth now runs it, yeah.
Now, you run a stud here, as we mentioned last week, just out of Angaston, called Reaver Ridge Stud. Now, we now know why it got its name. That was a stallion that you saw over there.
Yeah, I was there when he won the Kentucky Derby, and I think it was 73, and the same ownership as Secretariat, but it just seemed to be a nice name for a little property, so that's what I did, yeah.
And through your work you at the hospitals, you met Peter Harbison, Dr. Peter Harbison, who knew Dick Thornbury, the vet at Lindsay Park, and father-in-law of Peter Hayes, and that's how things progressed with that linkage.
Yeah, well, I was away nearly 5 years, and then I was a senior registrar at the Queen Liz, and Peter Harbison, I did a case for him, and he asked me, what are you interested in? And I said, oh, I like all sports. I played a lot of cricket and footy, and sport and horse racing, and the next thing, he got me in a horse for $800, but I didn't have the money. So my wife, instead of buying furniture, we sat on some bean bags for a few months. But it was called Till Gaza, and it won quite a lot of races.
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah, Till Gaza. So in 1981, you bought the property at Cainton, near Lindsay Park, and set up the stud. And what was the first horse that you bred and sold?
Well, I think Kentucky Dream was one of the first ones, and we sold... The first horse I sold was a horse called Trencher, who was placed at Mount Gambier. I think I got $2,500 for him.
Right.
But he was, the mare was Bronzina Girl, who I also raced with Dick Thornbury and Peter Harbison. They were great days. Dick was a great guy, and we had a lot of fun. Yeah.
You had a few managers along the way at the stud, but you found the best manager now in your own son.
Well, Neville Bullman, an old trainer, was looking after the property and helping me out. He was from Port Augusta, but he was a trainer there, but he lived around the corner, and then my son went up there to be quite honest, to pay off some fines, but he said he's got a bit of a taste for it, so he helped John and you know, mentored him, and actually, you know, they worked together until Neville died only a few years ago.
Well, it's been a great ride. How many horses are you owning at the moment?
I got Vidora, I got Callisto Girl with Kylie Huxtable, who ran a nice race the other day.
Yeah.
I own her and lease her out.
Yes.
I'm in a horse in Sydney with Denise, so I've always had a horse with her since Dryfontaine. Uh-huh. It's called Noir, you know, IRE, and it's actually won 7 out of 10. And
wow.
Very good horse, yeah.
Well.
That's about it at the moment.
So what's your success down to? Are you a good judge? Do you have good friends who have taught you well? Have you picked up...
I've had a lot of slow ones, so I think it's a lot of luck.
Okay.
I think you do learn, and there's certain horses, and I do, you know, have some good advice from different people, but I have my own gut feeling. And just on that first foal thing, Denise Martin... promotes first foals.
She likes the first ones. Okay.
Well, I can give you a list, but I haven't got it with me. But some of the best horses in Australia were first foals, including Dryfontaine.
Very interesting.
I'll send the list to you. It's quite interesting. Yeah.
Well, thanks for talking with us today. As our racehorse owner of the month, you were breeder of the year last week. So I don't know what we're going to come up with next.
Staying alive is the main thing, Ray, and healthy.
Good on you. Thanks very much for that. Terry Hodson is having a bit of a run, and he certainly rub shoulders with some impressive people and had a look at some very impressive horses over the years.